This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. All right. Let's get our attention focused, shall we?
It's 7 after the hour. Yes, this is the Talk Radio Review, a weekly overview courtesy of folks at Talkers Magazine, represented here by Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, who will present for us the list of the top 10 stories, the topics, if you will, that have been prominent this week on News Talk Radio stations all around the country, and the people who are on that list as well. Sometimes we, after we go through the list, we take some of the stories out and try to dice them up a little bit, dice them and splice them. I think there are a number of candidates for that this week, Michael. But first, let's have you go through the list that you and your staff have put together.
Yes, lots of splicing and lots of dicing. And here we go at number 10. We have the NBA and NHL finals. Really interesting, always interesting. At number 9, the IRS versus conservatives. At number 8, concealed carry ruling. At number 7, the death of legendary Muhammad Ali. At number 6, transgender bathroom issues. At number 5, weak job growth report. At number 4, the Stanford rape sentence. At number 3, the battle against ISIS. At number 2, the Trump University case. And number 1, the presidential race. Reached the point where it appears apparent that we will have for the first time.
We've reached a point. Yes, we have reached a point.
We've reached another point.
I mean, one more point has been reached. Yes, that's
true. What's funny about Hillary Clinton? Here we have the first time.
I don't think she has much of it. She has a great laugh, sort of like a horse laugh. But I don't know. Can you imagine Hillary Clinton telling a joke? Hey, I met this guy at the bar once. You don't see her telling a joke, do you? Really?
I have no idea. I suspect there's...
Well, you've met her. We've both met her. I find her quite likable, actually.
I've seen her in person. I've never met her.
Oh, really?
I interviewed her on the telephone once. I was a guest at the White House when she made the presentation for her health care package back in the early first term of the Clinton administration. But I never really met her, although I've met Bill Clinton quite amazingly on a number of occasions. But I was just going to say, you know what's amazing about Hillary? I might have said it the first time I said it, what's funny about Hillary, and then you said there's nothing funny about Hillary. There's nothing funny about anything right now. But what's interesting about Hillary Clinton is here we have a historic moment where, it appears quite evidently that she's going to be the first woman to be nominated by a major party, you know, in the 160-some-odd years or whatever it is that... nobody but a Democrat or a Republican has made it to the White House. And people don't think of her. It's like not a big deal. Have you noticed that? The fact that she's a woman is very secondary. Hillary is just Hillary. She really has.
I think it's about time.
Yeah, she's transcended whether she's a woman
the
or...
The gender
or,
stuff.
Yeah. It happened. It's a side fact. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is pretty amazing unto itself and something to celebrate.
The expectations, Michael, though, of having a woman candidate, the women who have preceded her in other countries have, according to some anyway, acted like men instead of acting like women, whatever that means.
Yeah, whatever
Many
that
people
means.
Feel that women are better leaders because they're more sensitive, more sensible, not likely to be as aggressive as men are, and therefore better leaders in a circumstance like that. Obviously, we have yet to see
but it's
that.
Not true.
Mrs. Clinton.
It's not true, though.
Her record as a senator from New York led me to believe that she was quite bellicose. She supported most of the war efforts when she was a senator, voted for him, that kind of stuff. Didn't seem kind and gentle at least under those, if you use that as a criteria for whether a woman is gentle or not, or going to seek solutions to problems that aren't, use the word get bellicose, that's a good word here, that are not focused on anger and retribution. But that doesn't seem to be, even though that's what we think some collectively that women bring to the table, a gentleness, a kindness, that may be an oversimplification.
Yes, yes. You have just oversimplified it. you have used a large chunk of my space here to say the obvious.
Take it
Captain,
all back.
Captain Obvious? Was that the character from a commercial? No, I don't mean that. I don't mean to give you a tough time. All I'm saying is that in response, you cannot judge a presidential candidate by some broad category that they happen to be a member of, like being an African American, being a man, being a woman,
being a Democrat.
In the case of Bernie Sanders, being Jewish. I mean, Bernie Sanders has come out with some positions that a large percentage of the Jewish population disagree with regarding Israel. Yeah. I mean, we must be very careful not to fall into that idea that women are, you know, gentle and men are rough. Or, I mean, look at Maggie Thatcher when the Argentinians kind of got a little feisty with Britain over the Falklands. She sent the Navy down there and whipped them. There was nothing feminine or motherly or soft about that. I think that it's quite obvious that Hillary Clinton is anything but a pacifist. Let's go through the people. We have Stephen Curry and LeBron James at number 10. We have Harry Reid at number 9, Vladimir Putin at 8, Muhammad Ali at 7, Brock Turner at number 6, Gonzalo Curiel at number 5, Bernie at 4, Barack Obama at 3, Hillary Clinton at 2, and Donald Trump, the media exhibitionist. Donald Trump at number 1.
Isn't it interesting? We could take all of the top 4, just use their first name, and everybody would know who we were talking about.
Yeah. Bernie, Barack, Hillary, and Donald.
Yeah, right. If you say Gonzo, they're not going to know who you're talking about until you start getting into the Trump campaign and Trump University and whether this guy is actually somebody who's a Native American, is he really, all of that sort of stuff. Which is provided for good color and good conversation, which is what we're all about here. As we review the charts for the week of June 6th to the 10th, 2016, I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast and it's easy to use, designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordova ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 5-pack of Hohner harmonicas for just $15. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to guitarcenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
Decompression sickness, DCS, diver's disease, the bends. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain what it is and how divers avoid it next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
The simple joys of walking, dancing, and swimming can be taken from you by paralyzing bends after a dive. Your risk is affected by dive depth, time and ascent rate, your body composition, and health. You can reduce your risk by taking care of your health and diving conservatively within the limits of your dive training. Don't let your fear of the bends keep you out of the water, but be cautious. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
dads do so much for us, so make sure to get him the best. And JCPenney's got you covered with our Super Saturday sale going on now. Hurry in and find select men's dress shirts or dress pants for buy one, get one for just one penny. And you'll even get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Now that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, bell 68611. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Buy one item at regular price, get the second item at the lesser value for 1 cent. Must be same category of merchandise.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordoba ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 12-pack of D'Addario strings for just $30. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to GuitarCenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
17 after the hour, you're listening to the weekly review of the hot hits in talk radio with the overview from Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We've gone through the list of people and of stories with a couple of side trips as we usually do. I say we, it's usually me, and Michael brings me back into the center. We made mention of Gonzo Curiel, who is the judge in the Trump University case. There is some concern about him belonging to a group, Michael, that has emerged. Now, you always wonder, I am suspicious as to the origin of the rumors about him, that he belongs to some group of classic anti-American, Hispanic-loving, white-hating people. But that's the rumor as we go into the weekend.
It's untrue. It's untrue. He's a member of a group of lawyers that has the same name in their name that refers to Hispanics that a radical group has. And he's in no way associated with it. And this is something that Trump pulled out of his bag of tricks. Mm-hmm. Did Trump do it, or somebody in the Trump organization? I hold Trump responsible for anything his organization does, as I hold any candidate responsible for what their organizations do, or any leader responsible for what the people that work for them do.
Okay. Yeah, all right, I don't disagree. Who do you hold responsible for the Brock Turner case? And now this conversation has gotten wildly
I don't know who to hold responsible. I don't know enough about it. It just seems very peculiar that a judge would do that. And, you know, if you read it on the surface, it looks like
the judge... There are people, the judge says it was, the rape was caused by alcohol. I'm looking at a list of causes that had been used as defenses over the year for rapists who've been charged with this horrible crime. The woman asked for it because of what she was wearing. She was alone. I saw a rape on television, yada, yada, yada. But you know who causes rapes?
Rapists
cause rapes.
Well, yeah.
The rest of this stuff is nonsense.
Yeah. Well, it's ancillary information. I mean, you could say, hey, why was this woman walking down the dark alley naked on a night when there were thugs around? And she got raped, doesn't mean that they're still not guilty for raping her. You know, I mean, if you leave your door open and somebody comes into your house and steals something, it doesn't make them less of a thief. So the blaming the victim is not a good thing in terms of handing out justice, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't talk about things you should do to protect yourself from being a victim.
The whole business about what we do and how we think about this stuff, it's a blight on men. I think that men, not only the obvious, but how it is that a judge would say, or the father would, never mind the judge, the father says he shouldn't be held responsible for this to the tune of 14 years in jail. It was only 20 minutes of fun. What father would be dumb enough?
He said action.
Action, sorry, 20 minutes of action. Yeah, okay. So, I couldn't imagine putting myself in that position, could you?
No.
21 after the hour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the Talk Radio review and overview of the stories that have occupied a lot of time, a lot of air, important information being discussed, and lots of opinions. Before we leave what is the number four story, the Stanford rape case, this week on the countdown, I'm looking at a picture of a gentleman named Lee Carroll Brooker, who's 75 years old, was in the Army for a number of years. He was a three striker in California. He got caught growing three dozen marijuana plants behind his son's house. He's now serving life without parole because he grew marijuana plants. So here we put him up next to Brock Turner, who raped a woman on campus and got what is now a 3 or 4 month sentence. Something about what we were saying, and I think this was off the air, Michael, about there is no justice really. This country is not the old, the expression of liberty and justice for all. There isn't justice for all. Would you agree?
Well, it's certainly not just. There's a problem, and a lot of it has to do with how much money you have. The role of money in the justice system, and then beyond that, the role of status in the justice system is clearly uneven. The picture of the woman with the scales of justice, she's supposed to have a blindfold on, that justice is blind, that it doesn't matter who you are, what you look like, what your race, your gender, how much money you have, you're supposed to get a certain amount of fairness under the law in the justice system. I mean, the word justice, it clearly, we have not achieved that. And it is a major problem. The justice system in America is a major problem that we have in this country because it is unfair, it is unjust, it is unequal, it's discriminatory, and basically it is weighted against the poor. It's weighted in the favor of the rich, and it's weighted against the poor. Not good.
Mm-hmm. So what do we do about it?
What do we do about it? We talk about it on the radio.
Yeah, society. We can talk about it on the radio. What does society do? Do we help push them along because of what we do on the air?
Society has to, it's a slow process of education. It starts with conversation. It starts with people being aware of it. It starts with people protesting it. It starts with organized pressure. And slowly but surely, through the proper education and a reevaluation of of judges, their decisions, and various courts and how they operate, hopefully we could evolve to a more enlightened state. It starts with enlightenment. It starts with education. That's how it starts.
Education. Starts with a family attitude, or an attitude that men have. What was it like in your family? Did you have, did you feel that your father gave you a set of guidelines, and or your mother gave you a set of guidelines by which to live? Maybe they did it by example. Maybe they said to you, this is what to do and this is what not to do. But I think that's what I remember about, you know, I think we're all products of our environment. This kid did what he did because he felt in some part of his body that it was acceptable. His mother and or his father condoned this sort of thing. This kid didn't just pick up his values by, you know, osmosis. You get it from your environment.
Well, there's no question about that, and we all need to be better parents. That's a tough nut to crack.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't want the government telling you how to be a parent, and yet some people aren't qualified to be parents.
I don't want the government telling me who can go into the bathroom. That's another one, this transgender bathroom thing.
Sure you do.
My God, I do?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want some crazy woman coming into the bathroom while you're in there peeing and rape you.
That's not funny. I admit to going into ladies' rooms when the men's room's full. I go into the ladies' room and close the door, lock it, do what I need to do, and then leave. That's okay. 28 past the hour.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. With summer in full swing, now's the time to refresh outdoor space for hangouts. All too often, renovations and decorating can be intimidating. Here's some tips to tackle backyard projects.
We love spending summer nights with family and friends. And whether we're barbecuing or just relaxing, if the weather's good, we're on the porch. To get your summer ready, give the wood a fresh coat of weather-resistant paint and install string lights to keep the party going after the sun goes down.
I like to use perennial plants for a pop of color because they look just as good as annuals, but they last longer. And whenever we shop at wholesale clubs and grocery stores for our backyard projects, we use our Bank America Cash Rewards credit card, and we earn 2% cash back. Even better, we can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 and combine grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit Bank.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Top 10 items from the world of News Talk Radio, the stories, the talk topics, if you will, plus the names of the people who are in the focus conversationally. That's what we do in this hour of the Countdown Show every single week. Michael Harrison joins us. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. I thought it was interesting, as an aside, you and I spent an hour together on the air doing one of the other programs that I do, the American Family Farmer, this week. And as part of the discussion, we're talking about the state of information that is in existence in our country, what people know about various things and how little sometimes we find out about specific things, but yet they're so important to us, like where do we get our food? Where does food come from? What do we know about sources of food? What are the things that affect our choices? That sort of thing. An overall bigger discussion could be had on just making choices in life in general. Don't you think? I mean, when you look at things, we have a choice in the presidential race. We have a choice as to who to believe. We have a choice as to what to support. We have a the transgender bathroom issue, a serious legal issue. The number six item this week on the countdown, where to allow, and we sort of just pass it off briefly. And I'm not sure that it isn't just something that ought to be briefly passed off, except what it does is give people who do radio programs who like to rail against the government an opportunity. It's just like it's meat because the feds are in here threatening to close down or not give money to states if they don't do what the federal government wants them to do. And isn't that the kind of red meat? We say this is terrible, but yet we want these sorts of things to happen because it gives us something to talk about. Yes?
Oh, well, that's like doctors wanting people to be sick so they have a business. I mean,
the drug company. You see the drug companies trying to make people better? The cancer industry? They make a lot of money.
You're talking about a quirky side of human nature. Bringing it back to media, I get a little bit annoyed by the discussion in our business of media and talk radio that, hey, this is good for the business because it gives us something to talk about. To a certain extent, obviously, that's true, and to a certain extent, it's understandable that people would say that. However, I try to tell my colleagues, you know, before you get so excited about, you know, how sensational this is and how good it is for business, stop and think. Are you doing your program? Are you doing your business in a vacuum? Are you not subject to the same problems that everybody else in the world is subject to? Or are you exempt from it because you're in the media? Because when you turn off the mic and you go out to the parking lot and you get in your car and you go home, you're in the same damn world that you feel so high and mighty above and separate from because it's giving you fodder for your stinking show. But the point of the matter is that you live in the same world everybody else does. And just because you may get a good show out of it doesn't mean that it doesn't impact you as much as it does everybody else. So I when I hear people say that, you know, well, the country may be going to hell in a handbasket, but it's great for our business, I think it's just stupid, selfish, and ultimately very destructive. What do you think?
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
So we can move on to the next item. There's no controversy here.
I do.
It annoys
me.
I know it does. Okay, so here's something we probably won't agree on. The passing of Muhammad Ali and the focus on his life and what he did with his life. I think he did great things with his life for the most part outside of the ring. However, I believe the reason he got all the attention he did was anathema. I find it, and I may be the only one in the world who said this, but I take exception to his becoming a figure that otherwise wouldn't have gotten any credibility because he spent his career beating the crap out of people.
Beating the crap out of. I mean, you know.
Well, not enough to have spoiled his record, but when you look at how he died, it was 100% because he got the crap beat out of him. But he spent his life beating up or being beaten upon. And I just don't see that that's something to hold up as an example of a great way to spend your life. Although, after he was done in the ring, before he got Parkinson's, he did spend a majority of his time doing good. So how do I handle this? I got criticized soundly this week by listeners who said that I was I either didn't know what I was talking about, or I was stupid, or I didn't understand what boxing was all about, or I didn't understand sports, or whatever it was. But I was I didn't change my opinion, nor did I change what I said on the air about it. I think it's anathema that a guy who spent his career beating up on people was held in the esteem he was. What could he have done, however, the caveat to it, what could he have done that would have given him the platform to make the changes or say what he did?
No, he wouldn't have been who he was if he didn't have the platform and be in the ring and be a colorful character who had the spotlight and the platform to go about a very real life. His life was a reality show in many ways that from which many lessons were drawn and from which controversy will always spring. He was a controversial figure. Even at the peak of his career, he was controversial. He wasn't liked by everybody, and he won't be. But the key to answer your question is, one, life is complicated and full of ironies. So The word that you use is irony. Isn't it ironic that a man whose claim to fame was beating up people and being beaten up in a sport that is considered brutal and uncivilized would go on to be considered a civil rights leader and a man who pushed the evolution of human awareness forward? I mean, that's the way you phrase it, that it's ironic. It's neither black or white, good or bad, all of one thing or all of another. It's like so many things in life. It's abstract, it's complex, it's vague, it's on one hand and it's on the other hand. And we don't have enough of that in our discussion. We're too into good or bad, left or right, have an opinion, have a take, don't suck, you know, that kind of thing. And that's the way... That's
don't
the way,
suck.
Have it taken, don't suck. I mean... I don't care if you're wrong. Just have an opinion, damn it. You know, that's part of the mantra of our industry. Come on, you know that. And we're sharing that with the listeners. Not that they don't know it. They're not stupid. They're into talk radio. They see how it works. It's everything is that way. I mean, Ross Perot said it when after one of the debates. He says, we're here talking about reality, and we're a bunch of grown men having makeup put on our faces so that we look good on television. You know, all the world's a stage. What was that, Shakespeare?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, there are so many things. But the second part of my answer to you is that it's how he used his platform. If you don't have a platform, if you don't attain some type of a claim to fame, then you can't do anything. Nobody would care what some guy who, you know, is a garbage collector or even a teacher or a person who works in a store has to say about these things. It's when you have fame and you have a platform and then you choose to do something or other, whether that platform was achieved by beating people up or by, you know, being a volunteer at a local hospital. It doesn't matter. Whatever the platform is, it's how you use it that puts you in a situation where you can have impact for good or bad and that you would be judged for that.
Hmm. Food for thought as we continue on our countdown. Michael Harrison here with me, Doug Steffen at 43 past the hour.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordova ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 5-pack of Hohner harmonicas for just $15, or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to guitarcenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
Dads do so much for us, so make sure to get him the best. And JCPenney's got you covered with our Super Saturday sale going on now. Hurry in and find select men's dress shirts or dress pants for buy one, get one for just one penny. And you'll even get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Now that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, L68611. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Buy one item at regular price, get a second item if it's a lesser value for 1 cent. Must be same category of merchandise.
More than 3 million cases of skin cancer each year, and it's not just from the sun. Renowned dermatologist Dr. Zain Obagi says fluorescent lights, cell phone, and computer screens are also risks.
Even if localized areas, when your skin is exposed to them, it releases toxic radicals that can eventually long-term damage your DNA.
So Obagi came up with Vios Skin Health sunscreens, cleansers, and anti-aging products to strengthen and protect skin. So cover up, drink water, and use broad-spectrum skin products.
We need to apply a sunscreen that blocks the UVA and UVB, and at the same time give you a longer protection, like 6 to 8 hours, by mixing in the formula natural melanin. By doing so, we can protect skin DNA and prevent premature aging and skin cancer.
For more information, visit zeoskinhealth.com or ask your doctor.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with 2 sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move and Store Tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Lots of time every week for those who like to listen to the discussions of issues on the air devoted to any number of stories. And though the job that we have here on the Countdown is to take the information that Michael and his staff glean at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com and bring some light and heat and relevance to them as the list is put together. The legal reality of Donald Trump and the university that he founded, and then some other things that people are trying to say, that he stiffs contractors, he pays them a deposit, and then they have to take him to court, they sue him. I mean, all kinds of things that have nothing to do with being president, or do they? What is there about all of these things, the secondary things that come out about Mrs. Clinton or about Mr. Trump or any of these other people? I don't know anything about Bernie Sanders' life other than what politically he stands for. Do you? I don't know really any show about his children. I don't know what he does for fun.
I hear he's a wild womanizer.
Of course you do. He's got dandruff, I know that. I don't know much about the guy.
He's got this whole secret life. He hangs out in nightclubs. Yeah.
But we don't know. But yeah, we know every single thing about Hillary Clinton and her legs. We know every single thing about Donald Trump and his hair. And I said purposely the thing about the dandruff because that's the only thing I know personally about Bernie Trump. But I know a lot of things about Hillary
Bernie
Clinton.
Trump.
I know
the illegitimate child.
Bernie's there's a Freudian slip if I ever made one.
Well, are you saying that the media focuses on frivolous aspects of people's power of life?
No, Michael. I would never say such an outrageous thing as that.
You know.
The news media, perhaps, if there isn't such thing anymore as the real news media.
What do you think is more important, the size of Hillary Clinton, Hillary Trump, of Hillary's legs or Trump's hands? You know, I mean, think about it.
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah, it's all very important.
Think about Donald Trump putting his hands, on Hillary's legs.
I don't know how to respond to that. That's one of the most provocative thoughts I've ever had. I be in my head for the rest of the day. I know we got a break coming up, but I think it's very important whether or not Trump pays his bills, because it has to do with the character of the man and what type of character he has. And if you want to talk about that when we come back, I think it's kind of interesting.
Well, we may do that. We'll couple Stephen J.J. Wiseman into that conversation as we continue on this week's Countdown. It's 50 minutes past the hour, 10 minutes before the hour on the Countdown Review.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. I'm Doug Steffen now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney, college professor, the author of a number of books on the law and radio. He has a website called scamicide.com in which he helps people like you who have been scammed in the legal afterthrows of protecting yourself and warning those who are smart enough to pay attention to what's at scamicide.com of the throes, the vagaries of the sorts of things that Mark Zuckerberg even got trapped in. Man, if this guy's getting hacked, you know we're all just pawns in that big game of life. Stephen, what in the name of that guy's getting hacked?
The interesting thing there, Doug, is that he didn't follow some really basic steps that you would think he's too smart to avoid.
Yeah.
And essentially, he did not have a unique password for all of his accounts. So when it got hacked, in his case, it was probably one of them from LinkedIn, they were able to get at his Twitter account. But even there, Twitter allows you to have what we call dual-factor authentication. So even if somebody manages to steal your password, when you go in to legitimately use your Twitter sends you a code to your smartphone. But he didn't use the dual-factor authentication. So, shame on Mark Zuckerberg. Two simple steps he could have taken, but didn't. And I get this, if this is a lesson for us all, be smarter than Mark. Just take these precautions.
Isn't it amazing? Okay, number eight this week on the countdown is the focus on the concealed carry ruling by the Ninth Circuit in California. Where does this go other than straight to the Supreme Court?
It may It may not. You know, what it is is the Ninth Circuit, which is in California, as you indicated. And California had a rule about applicants could get a license to carry a concealed weapon if they showed, quote-unquote, good cause. And what the court decided was that good cause is just not your feeling that you need to carry it for your own personal safety. So here, is this a reasonable restriction? And that's the key thing. You know, some who are objecting to this and saying the Second Amendment should allow you to have a firearm for self-defense in any position. And one of the consenting judges even said it obliterated the Second Amendment's right to bear a firearm. I'm not so sure. And I think this could be considered a reasonable restriction. You know, all you have to do is show a good cause, like you routinely carry a large amount of money, you're being stalked. I don't think this will go far. And in addition, there are not a lot of states that have that regulation. So this is not imposing this on other states. It's just a narrow California thing that may be more indicative of what will be happening, but who knows?
All right, number four, the Stanford rape sentence. Other than running this judge out of town on a rail, man, he's so vulnerable. Over, what, 1 million people have signed a protest or a recall for this guy. How does a judge get away with stuff like this?
Well, you know, in California, not as easy to get away with as in other states. They've got pretty good recall laws. However, you know, one of the things that struck me with this case was the judge didn't come up with that sentence himself. The prosecutor wanted more time. They generally do. It was the probation department who recommended to the judge, and judges very often, most often, go along with the recommendations of probation. But it's coming out in the news that this, what's the legal term, this piece of crap who got convicted was lying his head off to probation. And frankly, if I were the judge, I would bring up new charges, new perjury charges for lying to probation and slap some time on there. So the judge, I think he's going to feel some public wrath, even if he doesn't get recalled. But I'd like to know where the heck probation came with a sentence so small. And God, this rapist, the worst thing he had for him was the people writing letters in support. God, they couldn't have been more clueless.
Oh my God,
stupid.
Awful. Yeah, really. Okay, a few seconds on, we ever going to settle this transgender bathroom issue, number six this week on the countdown, continuing the discussion about this, which seems to be going nowhere.
Yeah, and part of the things is this is a really rapid change in recognizing the rights of transgender individuals. And so there are so many places. The military is now having to look at what their programs are. The Department of Education has set out guidelines to the state. But by guidelines, it means you don't have to follow them. But if you don't follow them, you're not going to get any federal money.
Right.
So
exactly.
This is going to be around for quite a while.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney with an overview of the legal implications of some of the things that are in the Talk Radio Review this week.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.